Задание B2. Вы услышите 5 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего AI и утверждениями, данными в списке 1.6. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1.6 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
There are many other things I'd rather do than go to the doctor, like hang out with friends, watch TV, even do homework. It's really not a fun experience. You usually have to wait half an hour, even if you're on time for your appointment. At least there are magazines to read. But I go once a year, every year, just to make sure everything's okay. It's important to do this to catch any problems before they become serious.
Speaker B. Everyone in my family goes to the doctor regularly to make sure everything's okay. Everyone except my granddad, that is. He's in good health generally, but he hardly ever sees a doctor. We tell him all the time, make an appointment, go and get it over with. It'll only take an hour or so. He just refuses to go, so I'm quite concerned about his health. I told him this, and he promised he'd go. We'll see. Speaker C.
When I was a little kid, I went to see my grandma after she had an operation. I was really excited about going to see her because I loved spending time with her. When we arrived at the hospital, I saw some things that I wasn't ready for. Lots of sick people. I felt a sudden sense of fear that I might get sick too. It's difficult for me to go anywhere near a hospital now. Of course, it's just in my mind.
Speaker D.
A lot of people are afraid of hospitals. They don't like going to the doctor, and they're afraid of blood. I wouldn't say I like those things, but they don't bother me. I think that because both of my parents work in medicine, I'm used to it. In fact, I'm really inspired by what my mum and dad do. I hope that one day I can be like them and help people with health problems. It's my goal in life.
Speaker E.
I'm generally a healthy person. I go to the doctor once a year. I eat well. I stay in shape and I hardly ever get sick. But just last week, I was rushed to hospital with some terrible stomach pains. I felt awful and I thought I was going to die. I'm being dramatic, but it was a really bad experience. Turns out it was something I'd eaten that made me sick. I was fine after the doctors gave me some medication.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again. Speaker A.
There are many other things I'd rather do than go to the doctor, like hang out with friends, watch TV, even do homework. It's really not a fun experience. You usually have to wait half an hour, even if you're on time for your appointment. At least there are magazines to read. But I go once a year, every year, just to make sure everything's okay. It's important to do this to catch any problems before they become serious.
Speaker B. Everyone in my family goes to the doctor regularly to make sure everything's okay. Everyone except my granddad, that is. He's in good health generally, but he hardly ever sees a doctor. We tell him all the time, make an appointment, go and get it over with, it'll only take an hour or so. He just refuses to go, so I'm quite concerned about his health. I told him this and he promised he'd go. We'll see. Speaker C.
When I was a little kid, I went to see my grandma after she had an operation. I was really excited about going to see her because I loved spending time with her. When we arrived at the hospital, I saw some things that I wasn't ready for. Lots of sick people. I felt a sudden sense of fear that I might get sick too. It's difficult for me to go anywhere near a hospital now. Of course, it's just in my mind.
Speaker D.
A lot of people are afraid of hospitals. They don't like going to the doctor, and they're afraid of blood. I wouldn't say I like those things, but they don't bother me. I think that because both of my parents work in medicine, I'm used to it. In fact, I'm really inspired by what my mum and dad do. I hope that one day I can be like them and help people with health problems. It's my goal in life.
Speaker E.
I'm generally a healthy person. I go to the doctor once a year. I eat well. I stay in shape and I hardly ever get sick. But just last week, I was rushed to hospital with some terrible stomach pains. I felt awful and I thought I was going to die. I'm being dramatic, but it was a really bad experience. Turns out it was something I'd eaten that made me sick. I was fine after the doctors gave me some medication.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.